The Sissy Bunny by Giju Bhai Badhelia and rewritten by Haswant Ba. Bunny Rabbit lived on the edge of the forest, away from the larger beasts. It so happens that Bunny Rabbit was faint-hearted, and so he was known as Sissy Bunny. One day, Sissy Bunny was very tired after chasing butterflies and squirrels all morning. After digging out a large carrot from the village farm, he had a mighty lunch and was now sleepy. So sleepy. There was a cool breeze, and Sissy Bunny found a shady patch under a plum tree. So he was snoring. The weather was changing, clouds were gathering, and there was a distant rumble, a roll of thunder. Sissy Bunny snored away. There was a crash of lightning and a loud clap of thunder and a smack on Sissy Bunny's shoulder of a plum falling. Sissy Bunny jumped up. Eek! The heavens are crashing! Cried Sissy Bunny and ran towards the forest away from the open fields. Soon he met a deer. The deer asked, "What is the matter? Why are you running, Sissy Bunny?" Sissy Bunny stopped and, panting and huffing, said, "A clap of thunder, a smack on my shoulder, and a dash for yonder. Run, deer, run! The heavens are crashing!" The deer too started running with Sissy Bunny. Soon they met a monkey. The monkey asked, "What is the matter? Why are you running?" Sissy Bunny stopped and, panting and huffing, said, "A clap of thunder, a smack on my shoulder, and a dash for yonder. Run, monkey, run! The heavens are crashing!" The monkey too started running with Sissy Bunny and Tia. Then they met a fox, an elephant, a bear, and many other animals. All the animals running made a huge ruckus, a thundering noise, which woke up the king of the jungle. The lion came and stood in the path of the running animals. "Stop!" he roared. All the animals stopped and trembled. "Why are you all running? What is the matter?" the lion asked. All the animals stepped back and pushed Sissy Bunny to the front. Sissy Bunny stammered, "A clap of thunder, smack on my shoulder, and dash for yonder. Run, lion, run! The heavens are crashing!" Sissy Bunny was about to run, but the lion stopped him. "What nonsense! Look up! Do you see anything falling?" "It fell on my shoulder," whispered Sissy Bunny. "Show me," ordered the lion. Sissy Bunny led the way, followed by the lion and all the animals. They came to the plum tree, and Sissy Bunny looked up, then down at the plum and pointed. The lion picked up the plum. "This plum fell on you and you think the sky is falling? laughed the lion. All the animals laughed. Bunny, you are indeed a sissy. Well, that was the sweet little tale for today, children. Hope you enjoyed Sissy Bunny. You all take care. Sleep well. Good night.